أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأخرجوهم من حيث أخرجوكم والفتنة أشد من القتل. In the previous sides, Allah Ta'ala explained that when going for Umrah, that is when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went in the sixth year, and the mushrikeen of Makkah refused him entry, and he warned of warfare, and then a settlement was made that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the Sahaba will come in the next year, the seventh year. Then also there were rumors that they would start fighting and they will not allow it. Then Allah Ta'ala gave now permission to the Muslims that if they, the non-Muslims, the mushriks of Makkah, break this treatment and agreement, and also what was the standard rule even long before Islam, that during the Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred months, they will not fight, and those are peaceful months. But if they initiate the fighting, then Allah Ta'ala said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you also have full permission to fight them back. Even if it is the sacred months, but they initiated the fighting, then in your defense you can also fight back and retaliate. And also that you it will be the sacred months and it even be the haram. Otherwise, the haram of Makkah is such a place that Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever enters there will have peace from all sides. But if they break that system, then you have full permission that you also fight them back. وَقَتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثَ تَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ. Or مَارْ دَالُوا أُنْكُوا جِسْ جَغَا فَعَوَا. Now you also, the Muslims have permission that you fight back at them and you kill them also, fight them wherever you find them. That is in the hill or the haram. Whether it is in the sacred months or it is not the sacred months, but you fight them. وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ. Or نِكَالْ دُوْ أُنْكُوْ جَهَاں سِنْ أُنْهُنَي تُمْكُوْ نِكَالَا. And take them out of that place from where they took you out. That is the haram of Makkah, which was the birthplace and the place where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam grew up. But they made conditions so difficult that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to migrate and leave Makkah Mukarramah, and he went to Madinatul Munawwara. So Allah Ta'ala says that they took you out from there. Now you have the full permission that you take them out from there. And further, wal fitnatu ashaddu min al qatl. Aur deen ko pichlana, maar dalne se bhi zyada sakht hai. And this fitna which they are causing, that is even worse than the killing. For killing, it can be motivated and it could be justified. Like if somebody kills somebody, then his life is taken in return. It could be justified. But this fitna of kufr and shirk, there is no justification for it whatsoever. So if they, you fight them back and you remove this fitna. And this is always the system of falsehood, of batil. They are the ones who caused the problem. They did not allow the Umrah. And when they agreed that we will allow it the following year, then also they spread the rumors that they are going to fight. And they are not going to observe the sacred months. And they won't observe the sacredness of Haram Sharif also. So they are the ones who cause it, but always the people of Batil, right till today, whether it is the people who are the enemies of Islam from outside or from inside, then they make the people who are righteous and who are on the right, they make them look as they are in the wrong. And they accuse them. Yeah, they wanted to accuse Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba that they are coming and fighting in the haram and they are fighting in the sacred months. Whereas they wanted to initiate that. Allah say, let that be so, whatever it is. But even more worse than fighting in the sacred months and fighting in the sacred haram, worse than that is kufr and shirk. Worse than that is to turn people away from Allah Ta'ala, the true, the one and only Allah, and to make them believe and worship idols. That fitna is much, much more worse. So in all matters, a person should see what is the greater harm, what is the greater benefit in things, and what is the greater harm. So here this terrible harm, this fitna of kufr and shirk, and instigating and motivating people on idol worship, and on all the other evil. Allah says that is even worse than the fighting during those months. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala has taught us that in all matters we should see if there is goodness, which is the greater goodness that we should strive for. And if there is evil, what is the more worse evil that we stay away from? If a person is confronted with two options, like yeah, fighting in the sacred month and fighting in the haram, and on the other side is kufr and shirk. Now which is worse? Is it to fight in that month's worse, or is it is kufr and shirk, and to put down kufr and shirk? And the people of kufr and shirk, the people of Makkah, they were the ruling party, and they had the power, and they used their power for their evil. So to break that power, this is more important, that that power be broken of theirs and the truth be established. And consequently, finally we see that Islam was established in Makkah Sharif, and after that Islam started spreading in the whole world. People came out from the darkness of kufr and shirk. People came out of all the injustice and all the wrongdoing of kufr and shirk, and they came into Islam. The justice of Islam and the enjoyment of Islam, they came in. So that had to be done at that time, and therefore it was permitted for that period, and in the haram also at that time it was permitted that if they fight you, you fight them back. But however, they did not fight back. They threw in the towel because they saw the great numbers of the Sahaba Ikram, and without any fighting, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then conquered Makkah Sharif and established the truth. But permission was given, though the time did not come, the occasion did not come to use that permission. And Makkah Sharif was conquered without any bloodshed whatsoever, and the truth was established in Makkah Sharif, and forever it was established, the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate this great deen that Allah has given us, and understand what is this Tawheed and how did we get it, with what sacrifices has this Tawheed come to us. Otherwise we could have been still well drowned in idol worship and in all the filthiest and dirtiest things, and we should not have known who Allah Ta'ala is and what the rights of Allah Ta'ala are. We should make lot of shukr, and we should endeavor thoroughly to establish this deen in the whole world. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.